Off the Ball, GAA.
Somebody's going to win and somebody unfortunately is not going to win. And we had a lot of days against Armagh. They're very, very special.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll hear from Johnny Kenny after his first goal for Celtic and his manager Brendan Rodgers. A new Ireland call-up helps his team get to Wembley, and Robbie Keane suffers disappointment in the Hungarian Cup final.
Send it through to McCowan. Johnny Kenny! There it is! A special moment on his first start for Celtic. A moment he will cherish and remember forever. Johnny Kenny, a first Celtic goal.
But first to events of last night, as Aberdeen were beaten 5-1 by a much-changed Celtic team at Pittodrie. Mike Navrotsky scored the opener before Yang and Luke McCowan scored either side of the break. But it was in the 54th minute when Kenny scored his first goal for Celtic before fellow Irish striker Adam Ida got the fifth late on. And the most decorated player in Celtic's history, James Forrest, said he was delighted with the Sligo man.
No, delighted. I think everyone, he's came back in January and everyone knows what he could do before, but he's came back with a lot of confidence and he's finishing in training. We all knew that if he got a chance he would score, and not everyone's delighted for him.
Kenny says it was a moment you dream of.
Oh, yeah, it was brilliant. As a young lad, you dream of playing for this club and scoring. So, yeah, once the cross was coming across, I just want to get on the end of it.
When you knew you were starting, was it a case of just going out and enjoying it or showing exactly what you can do?
The gaffer told me early last week that I was going to play and just be calm and you got your opportunity, so just have to do what I do.
Is that a case of just getting in the right frame of mind then, with knowing that you were going to play?
Yeah, obviously I've been here since January and watching the ads and Dyson and just learning off them and just being calm and trying to replicate what they do every week.
What about the man next to you, given how much he's won at this club? What's it like playing with him?
Yeah, it's great. He's the most decorated player at this club and for a reason. Can see tonight he's brilliant, so it's great to play alongside these players.
And Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers praised his work ethic.
Johnny we're also pleased for because he works so hard. He is a natural goal scorer. I think when you see his movement for the goal, it's so good, and everyone was delighted for him. Overall, with so many good phases of playing the game, worked ever so hard, we were able to get players minutes in their legs, and like I say, the whole connection of the team was outstanding.
Irish goalkeeper Josh Keighley celebrated his international call-up by helping Leighton Orient beat Stockport in a penalty shootout to reach the League One playoff final. The former St Pat's man was named in Hamer Helgrimson's squad for the June friendlies against Senegal and Luxembourg, and he was on hand to help his side book a place in the final as they look to get into the Championship next season. Keighley saved one penalty while another one hit the post in the shootout. The Dunboyne man, on loan from Tottenham, says that he was just doing his job.
Richie Wellens just walked past. Josh says you're the new Shay Given.
I think that's a compliment to the max, to be fair. But I can't believe it. Can't believe it. It's a dream come true. Everyone wrote us out at the start, but now look at us in the final.
What a match the two legs have been. But what save and what a penalty save that was.
A lot of people just say it's my job. So, you know, I'm happy to save a pen at the end of the day. Obviously, Royce gives me the details and I stick to it. I trust my goal, I trust his goal, and I went with it. And I went the right way one time, and that's the difference, isn't it?
The double dream is over for Robbie Keane. The former Ireland captain saw his Ferencváros side lose the Hungarian final 4-3 on penalties last night to PAX. Finished 1-1 after 90 minutes in extra time. Keane added that from today onwards they'll focus on the remaining two league matches as they look to win the Hungarian league title. It would be the seventh league title in a row for the Hungarian heavyweights. The Dubliner side have a 3-point lead over second place Puskas Academia with two games to go. A win this weekend would seal the title. Liverpool are advancing in talks to sign Jeremy Frimpong from Bayer Leverkusen, with an increasing confidence from the players' camp that a deal for him to move to Anfield will be struck. Frimpong is keen on joining Liverpool, so personal terms aren't the issue, while the 24-year-old right-back's release clause is in the region of €35 million, one that appeals to the Premier League champions. Leverkusen are aware of the situation, which they and Netherlands international Frimpong expect to be resolved once the Bundesliga season finishes up this weekend. The Athletic reported earlier this week that Liverpool were lining up a move for Frimpong as they prepare for next season without Trent Trent Alexander-Arnold. Frimpong's emerged as one of the most in-demand right-backs in Europe, contributing 14 goals and 12 assists in 47 appearances across all competitions last season as he helped Leverkusen go unbeaten domestically to complete a league and cup double. He extended his contract with the club until 2028 in October of 2023, but he looks set to leave the club this summer.
This week on Diverted.
Sí, well, you know, cuando tienes tiempo en Argentina es esencial para comer media luna todos los tiempos.
I tell the story of how my hitchhiking disaster led me to the family of Alexis McAllister.
Para nosotros también es un gran orgullo que mi hermano haya jugado con Maradona y Alexis, su hijo, haya jugado con Messi, que son los dos más grandes exponentes del fútbol mundial que dio la Argentina.
I also meet Dickie McAllister at the Buenos Aires Hurling Club. And we discover the national sport of Argentina, pato.
¿Anduviste en otro lado filmando pato ya o no?
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Real Madrid are in talks with Bournemouth and the representatives of Dean Huijsen over a move for the defender. The 20-year-old, who has €59 million release clause in his contract, has attracted interest from across Europe, but he favours a move to Madrid. The Athletic reported in April, Liverpool were among the clubs with a firm interest in Huijsen, while Chelsea had inquired and Arsenal were also in the mix. Newcastle and Tottenham were also keen on the 20-year-old, who's enjoyed an impressive first season in English football after he joined on a six-year contract from Juventus in July. He's made 30 Premier League appearances for the club this season and he's also scored 3 goals. Manchester United have made advances on Ipswich striker Liam Delap and Bournemouth winger Antoine Semenyo, although the possibility of both arriving in the summer may depend on the Europa League final and if they have Champions League football. That's according to the reporting in the London Independent by Miguel Delaney. The Old Trafford hierarchy have also been speaking to Italian clubs about the possibility of selling both Joshua Zirkzee and Rasmus Højlund. United have 2 parallel transfer plans, with one based on whether they qualify for the Champions League and one if they don't. Meanwhile, Arsenal are deciding on whether or not they'll go for long-term target Benjamin Sesko or Sporting striker Victor Gyökeres. Nottingham Forest striker Taiwo Awoniyi has woken up from an induced coma after having emergency surgery on an abdominal injury. It happened when he collided with a post in Sunday's draw with Leicester. Forest have criticised their own medical team for allowing the striker to play on after the incident. Son Heung-min has filed a complaint to South Korean police alleging he was the victim of a blackmail attempt. His agency said that's after a media report said a woman had threatened the Tottenham captain with a false pregnancy claim. Police had arrested a woman in her 20s and a man in his 40s and were investigating allegations they tried to extort money from Son with the fake pregnancy claim. Local media reported that. Son returned as a substitute on Sunday from a month's layoff with a foot problem and he hopes to play a part in Wednesday's Europa League final against Manchester United. Dejan Kulusevski won't be involved in that game in Bilbao. The Sweden international has undergone knee surgery. Kulusevski was forced off in the 19th minute of Sunday's loss to Crystal Palace. Ange Postecoglou was already without James Maddison and Lucas Bergvall. His options in midfield are Rodrigo Bentancur, Yves Bissouma, Pap Sarr and Archie Gray.
Seuntjes met de vrije schop, aangesneden, aangeraakt en binnengetikt. Ja, daar gaat hij nog. Daar wordt het nog 2-2. En een totale ontploffing van de Euroborg. 9e minuut van de blessuretijd valt het Ajax uit de handen. Chaos. Volstrekte chaos. Op het moment dat je denkt dat het echt niet gekker kan in de Eredivisie. Maar weer eens een wending.
Ajax give the top spot in the Eredivisie to PSV on the penultimate match day of the season when they conceded an equaliser in the 9th minute of injury time against 10-man Groningen. Ajax, captained by England midfielder Jordan Henderson, were 9 points clear at the top in mid-April with just 5 games to go. They just needed 6 points from their last 5 games to clinch a 37th Dutch league title. But 2 heavy defeats and 2 draws since have allowed PSV, who beat Hercules 4-1 on Wednesday, to go 1 point ahead heading into Sunday's final round of matches. Ajax will play FC Twente on Sunday. PSV are away to Sparta Rotterdam.
Here's Fabian, poked through, Orsolini, and here's Danan Doi, if he can get the shot away! Bologna have won the Coppa Italia Frecciarossa. Dan and Doi's second half goal seals a first piece of silverware for this storied club in 51 years.
Bologna edged out AC Milan to win the Coppa Italia, their first major trophy since 1974. Dan and Doi scored the only goal at the Stadio Olimpico in Rome. It secures Bologna a place in next season's Europa League, with Milan, who haven't won the Italian Cup since 2003, still uncertain of a European spot. Bologna, who are captained by Scotland midfielder Lewis Ferguson, will feel they deserve the win. It was the first major honour for their manager Vincenzo Italiano, who lost three finals in the previous two seasons with Fiorentina. Last summer, Italiano replaced Thiago Motta, who left for Juventus and was sacked in March. Jacobo Ramon's 95th minute winner for Real Madrid against Mallorca forced Barcelona to wait another day at least for the La Liga title. Hansi Flick's side were seconds away from being confirmed as champions without kicking a ball, only for Madrid to score with practically the last kick of the game at the Bernabeu. Barca, who only need 2 points from their final three games to secure the title, face Espanyol tonight. And that's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. Tomorrow we'll preview all the League of Ireland action ahead of another huge round of games. Don't forget, we'll have live commentary both on the Go Loud app and live on the radio from 7 of Bohemians against Shelburne. I'm Phil Egan and I'll be back tomorrow.